Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I feel like there's a lot of birthdays today. I don't know why. February 8th. Anyone got a birthday today?
Let me check my birthday list. Well, see
shut
if any
out.
Of my friends have any.
It's the Vibe Check. My name's Moose. That's Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. So, who's in their good vibes this morning?
So many people.
Look at all of them. Knocking at the door. Let's let him in, Breeze.
Okay.
Were you checking your list of friends and who's got a birthday today?
Yeah, I have a running list of birthdays on my phone.
I know you do.
Of my friends.
You have so many friends.
I do have a
even
lot.
Even if you haven't talked to them
friends.
In 12 years, you know, you still reach out to them. I have a guy. We call him the mayor.
No birthdays today. No birthdays.
You have that one friend. This friend is that guy for me. The mayor. Most people know the mayor, Pete Kennedy. He's been on radio for years and years. This dude has called me every single year on my birthday since I was 18 years old. Every year. And then 4 years ago, he called me in the middle of June and left a long voicemail. Happy birthday, bro! I'm like, what is he doing? He's never slipped up like this. Then the very next day, he follows up with another voicemail. Sorry about that, Moose. I got you confused with the Amherst mascot, Moose.
You're like easily confused.
You're drunk.
Sure. Are you being blacked out there? Thank you.
Oh, I love them. Who's here, Breeze?
Let's get a Coors Light on me. All right. Vibes are high today. Our youngest turns 3 tomorrow, and we're throwing a big party for her on Saturday. That's from Amber.
Yeah.
So not today, but tomorrow.
All right. Happy birthday.
Go, Amber. Go, daughter. Go, everyone.
So this is Amber's daughter's birthday?
Yep.
Got it.
Cutie. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's going to be a great day. We're having a Super Bowl party for a few hours at work today. Go Niners. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Go Niners.
What do you do for a Super Bowl party at work? You just kind of, everybody dresses up in their jerseys and pizza and cake.
Pizza.
Pizza, dancing.
Chicken wing dance.
Yeah.
Cyclone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't
Field
know.
Goals. Spiking the ball.
Hunters.
I love it.
Quarterback sacks.
Listen, any excuse you can get to step away from work for a couple hours while at work.
Right.
You can't beat it.
No, fully. What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I was disinvited. Or no, I yeah. should say uninvited, whatever. Is disinvited a word? Let's say it is. So I was disinvited. If okay. you say it with confidence, people will believe you.
Right.
So I was disinvited from my going to my brother's. And basically my sister-in-law gets on the phone and she's like, hey, because I was in mid-conversation with my brother.
She my rips the phone out.
Right. Interrupts and goes, hey, what are your plans for Super Bowl? I was like, I don't know. She goes, well, you probably don't want to come here. I wouldn't suggest it. There's going to be a lot of kids. We don't really have a lot of room. I was like, you know what? That's fine because I don't really want to spend an entire evening surrounded by a bunch of Kansas City Chiefs fans. That's not my idea of a great time.
She put the kibosh to it.
Right. She doesn't want me there. She doesn't want me there.
Screw.
You know what pisses me off is that I spent so much money to buy my nephew last Christmas. All of this Bills gear, Stephon Diggs jersey, Buffalo Bills catching gloves. What else did I get?
Take it back.
All
he
that
doesn't deserve it.
And he traded it all in for Chiefs stuff. I was like, well, you got to give it. I want it all back now.
Yeah, you can definitely fit into the jersey.
Chiefs.
Screw them. Let's have our own party. You and I.
Aren't you going to Duffy's down the hall?
No.
You said you were.
Did I?
You absolutely.
I say things all the time. I don't mean.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'll play it by ear. I'm not that excited, though, for the game.
I know. I know. I'm not either. But we have to get excited. We have to get the food. I want to eat your weenies or whatever it is that you make. What do you make?
I don't know.
Pigs in a blanket or something?
I do something different every year.
Okay. Well, I want to eat it. And, you know, I think we should get something in the books. You and I.
Yeah. Like well,
the
we
team
need
a, that we are.
Yeah. We need a whole bunch of people to come, though.
Do we?
Yeah.
Why can't it just be the two of us?
I don't. I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable with that.
Oh.
Spend enough time with you one-on-one.
Oh.
All right. Who else is here?
Radio silence. It's fine. My son turns 5 today. Woo.
Happy birthday.
Shout out. This person says, I'm a My Good Vibes today because it's my Friday. Have a great day, Moose and Breezy.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate that. Love a 4-day work week. Well, unless
we've
you
had
work
a 4-day work week like the whole month of January, which was amazing.
I know. Vibes are up today. It's Thursday. It's going to be a high of almost 54 degrees today. The sun's going to peak by probably 8 and then maybe go away, but who cares? And then tomorrow, same thing, 50s, might see some warm weather Saturday as well. Yeah, all in all. You know what? I'm a little sad because trying to figure out what's going on with my grandma. She's 99, and she's hanging on for whatever reason. We don't
When's
know what
her birthday?
It is.
April?
April 27th. April
Probably
no, April,
get to her
April, 20, April 27th?
No idea.
She's going to be 100.
Yeah.
But she's ready to go. And she's not letting go, and we can't figure out why.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you hit that age, you know, even the hospice nurse told my mom, you know, my grandma's in the home right now, but they're like, she's holding on for something. We don't know what it is yet. And older people will do that. And wasn't sure if because my sister-in-law and brother had the twins. So my mom kind of wants to FaceTime to say, you know, here they are, introduce them. I don't know, but I kind of want to go after work and just see her and see what's up. I love her and she's lived a full life, but it's not exactly the quality of life we have in mind for her.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
So
she knows your home and stuff though, right?
She does, yeah.
When like, I know you visit her often, but yeah. I mean, I didn't know if she thought that you were like visiting or...
She comes in and out of it. Yeah, right. She comes in and out of it. I love her dearly. Mm-hmm. She's my last grandparent left. And I feel very blessed. I feel very lucky to have had her in my life for as long as I have.
Yeah.
But it's at a point now where it's like, we kind of want her to kind of let go. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, she's had so many strokes. Yeah. And she's just kind of... Hanging around. Yeah, hanging on. Anyways.
For sure. Well, shout out, Graham.
Shout out to my Grams.
That's your good feels?
Shout out to my grandma, Anna. Yeah, she'll be okay. I'll keep you guys updated. What's up with you?
I don't know. I don't really have, like, that much to report. It was kind of a hard night last night. Emotionally, mm-hmm. And when you get into those emotional states and those emotional, dare I say, spirals, you sleep really good. So I have my one good thing that's been going on this whole week. I've been like sleeping in bed by like at least 9 o'clock. So
that is really good. You need the sleep. I mean, we're up really early.
I do, and my sleep schedule has been absolutely whack for 5 years I've been here.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm really, really taking that into priority for this year.
Good.
Making sure it's super important to sleep. And, you know, I'm trying not to rely on melatonin that much, but if it's helping me, see ya. You know what I mean?
People are like, Moose, why do you look so young? Well, I drink a lot of water and I get a lot of sleep. So,
yeah.
It's a little tip. It's a little health tip for today.
And you spend hours and hours on your skincare routine.
I sure do. I got a great skincare regimen. If you guys are interested, hit me up on my social. Hi, Moose. A Rochester woman said her son found butchered animals outside of the Eastman Dental on Elmwood Avenue. I won't go into too much graphic detail, but this is a bizarre story on these animals' deaths. I'm going to touch on this, talk about what happened yesterday afternoon, coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Breakfast.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Just a fair warning. This story is a little bizarre, you guys. I'll try not to go into too much graphic detail because it's only 6:30. But a Rochester woman said her son found butchered animals as he left an appointment outside of Eastman Dental on Elmwood Avenue yesterday. So the Humane Society of Greater Rochester, they showed up. They're investigating the discovery of two deceased dismembered goats and a chicken.
What?
Outside the dental building. Why they left it there, I don't know. The animal deaths do not appear to be natural. I think we know that. A spokesperson said there were some other items on the site that suggest this could definitely have been religious in nature. The Humane Society said it's an active investigation. There are no suspects at the time. The boy's mother commented saying she believes it was definitely some kind of sacrifice. I've heard of crazy things in Rochester, but not that, she said. It's horrible, and I think about these poor goats and what they went through before it actually happened. It's absolutely terrible. A spokesperson for Eastman Dental said the remains were quickly removed from the lawn, and the University of Rochester's Department of Public Safety is currently investigating as well. That is a rough scene to come across, especially after you just got your teeth cleaned. I don't know what's happening with that.
That's really...
But a lot of people saying, as far as like sacrificing animals and religious nature and whatnot, that's what they're leaning towards. Who left them there, when they left them there, that's all what they're trying to figure out right now. I'm assuming in that area, because it's the U of R, I'm assuming there's cameras within the vicinity, right? I don't know.
Right,
I mean, there's
sure.
got to be. So they'll they're looking into that, and I'm sure we'll get more information. But I'm kind of intrigued.
So Eastman Dental, like, is right there where like Strong and all of that stuff is
on Elmwood Avenue.
Yes, yeah. Very highly populated area, whether it be. Excuse me, hospital workers, students. I mean, it's right there in College Town. So it's like, why there?
I don't know.
So strange. And it's not even like, I don't know. It's they're just kind of not rare animals, but out
goats.
Of the ordinary animals.
Yeah, we're talking about goats and a chicken.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to go too into depth about this, but the mostly animals that are mostly sacrificed are goats and chickens.
Really?
Yes.
Based on what?
People who are into like witchcraft and all that type of stuff.
Really?
People who, yeah, weird sacrificial stuff.
Oh my God.
This is a bizarre story, but I hope they find whoever did this. I really do.
So strange. All right. Let's move on here to a tad happier story.
Please.
The community celebrated Susan B. Anthony's birthday.
Yesterday?
Yes.
Hey, that's our girl right there.
Pop off. The birthday of the women's suffrage movement leader, Susan B. Anthony, is just a week away. But yesterday, an event was held at Rochester Riverside Convention Center on Wednesday to honor her legacy. Obviously, all about women empowerment and pushing that agenda forward that she left upon us. She's such an icon, such a movement leader, and it's so awesome that she's from here, from Rochester.
No, I know. Has anybody ever been to the Susan B. Anthony house?
I haven't been to her house, but I've been to her grave.
Lot of us have.
Yeah.
Do you remember a couple years ago? I wouldn't say it was a couple years ago. I forget when. They were renovating the house, and they found that letter from way, 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 way back in the day. Under the staircase?
I think I do. Yeah, I think I do know what you're talking about.
I love history.
I
really
don't,
do.
But, like, I love this. People in attendance said that there's still work to be done for women's rights. The annual birthday celebration is a fundraiser for the Susan B. Anthony Museum and House, which you're just talking about, which is looking to make major renovations. Lawmakers decided to dedicate $10 million in funding for said renovations. In the 2023 budget. So last year, the state gave a bit of a good chunk of change to make sure that that house is, you know, up to date with all the renos it needs to continue to serve the community on a daily basis. And
there's so much in this city. So much. We're talking about the George Eastman House, the Susan B. Anthony House. Frederick Douglass is buried here. Statues everywhere. I mean, there's so much history in this city. We love to see it. Not to mention all the sex appeal Susan B. Anthony had. Ooh, those glasses. All right, coming up on the show,
are
you guys.
You sexualizing an icon?
Last week, we had the discussion of when it's appropriate to set up a GoFundMe page. And then we get this call from Mike who says, yeah, I just set one up for myself to help fund my divorce.
Mm.
Is right. Mike in the wrong for asking for help from strangers to help fund his divorce? We'll get him on the phone with us coming up. And have him share why he thinks he's in the right. It's coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there. A lot of people who have been divorced just know how expensive it can be.
Mm-hmm.
It drains you. How many of you think it's okay to set up a GoFundMe page to fund your actual divorce? Mike does.
Oh, dear.
Would anyone agree that Mike is thinking outside the box when it comes to trying to pay for this divorce? Or do you think he's using GoFundMe for all the wrong reasons? 585-252-9800. Let's get right to it. We'll get him on the phone. Hi, good morning, Mike. You there?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up?
Hey, man. what's the situation here? You got to give us the entire breakdown.
So you guys have been talking about like GoFundMe page last week or Monday. And, you know, I have to agree that, like, if you're using it for something, you know, is like stupid as like you bought a car and you can't make your payments. I mean, I just think you're a terrible person for using it like that.
Right. Sure.
But, you know, the reason I set up mine is because I recently found out that my wife of 2 years has been cheating on me.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. I have video evidence, and, like, I confronted her with it, and so there was nothing she could do but come clean.
Video evidence?
Oh, wow. Yeah. What did you do? You set up a GoPro in the bedroom?
Not in the Ring cam of this guy coming in.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Yikes.
Yeah, not just once. So, like, there's no, like, oh, he was just here to fix something. Like,
right.
Started down that road. I mean, it's just, you know.
It's traumatizing,
terrible.
Mike.
Right. Well, and then, like, her excuse was she wasn't even apologetic about it. She just said that she was not happy in our marriage anymore and that she wanted a divorce.
I think there's other ways to go about that.
So she's the one that wanted the divorce. Got it.
Well, I mean, she beat me to it. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. I was hoping we could work it out. But after talking with some attorneys, I began to realize just how expensive this divorce is going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, not only is it going to be expensive, but after I'm done, who knows how much or if I'll have anything left or even a house to live in. So I didn't know what else to do. And so I set up a GoFundMe just in case anyone wanted to help out. Like, there's no pressure.
Did you post the link anywhere?
Yeah, I'm assuming you've already posted this.
I did. But to my friends on Facebook, like, not, like, even a public post.
Just my 2,000 friends on Facebook. Okay. Wait. Does your ex-wife know about this?
I mean, she's aware. She does. All she cares about is just getting out of this thing and getting with this dude. So, I mean, I really,
that you,
what she thinks, I could care less.
Right. That's totally fair. Have you gotten any help so far with the GoFundMe? Have people contributed? Like, does anybody have a problem with you doing this?
I've gotten a few, like, you know, some $20 here or there. Right. But my brother caught wind of it, and he calls me and demands that I take it down immediately. Told me that I can't have it up.
Yeah.
Told me that it's just embarrassing, that I should be embarrassed, and that putting an imposition on all my friends and family so that they're going to feel obligated to join.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, help me out. And I, like, it got pretty nasty. And in the middle of this, like, heated argument or conversation, whatever you want to call it, he says that everyone knew that she was going to cheat on me and leave me high and dry. Yeah.
They saw something
before
you did.
We got married.
Well, love is blind, Mike.
Well, thank God for the Ring camera. But the fact that he thinks that because everybody knew, or knew that this was going to happen, that I should be embarrassed and take it down. And it just makes me look even more like an idiot for putting it up when everyone knew.
So is it safe to say that your brother's not going to contribute to your GoFundMe page?
He is definitely not. He's told other people, apparently, that they should not.
Did you feel a little awkward putting this GoFundMe page up, though, just to kind of fund your divorce? Because people go through divorce, and granted, yes, it is expensive. But do you feel a little awkward, like, hey, I feel like I'm kind of begging?
Yeah, you do seem a little desperate.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, genuinely, I'm curious.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. If I was the one who had done something wrong,
yeah,
and if I was my wife in this situation, then, yeah, I wouldn't put anything up there. That's on me. But, like, I mean, she literally screwed me over.
She did you dirty.
Yeah.
And, like, now it's going to cost me a fortune to get out of this.
Right. Yeah. Have you confronted the guy she was cheating with, or are you just, like, done, I don't want any drama?
I'm not confronting him. I mean, it's not going to go well either way. And what am I going to get in a fight over someone that doesn't matter at this point?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
You know, well, I just want to be done with it.
I don't think... I don't really agree with this, if I'm being honest. And, like, do you not have any, like, family to lean back on or friends that can help you get on your feet? Like, I just don't know if you're really going to get the, like, what was your goal on GoFundMe?
I mean, not much. I'm, you know, I'm hoping for 10 to 12,000. I mean,
10 to 12,000, not much. What is going on?
Lawyers,
you know how
are
much
expensive.
Divorces cost?
Yeah, they're expensive.
I don't, and I hope I never Find out that price tag.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I mean, that's, you got that. Then, like, if I lose the house in this, and I got to get a down payment first and last month rent. I mean, it gets expensive before you even, like, talk to the judge.
Yeah.
You're out several grand.
Mike, we got a lot of texts coming in, buddy. 585-252-9800. If you're on the same page with Mike, would you contribute to his GoFundMe page to fund his divorce? Mike, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for the call, but good luck on hitting your goal of 10 to 12,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a long way off now, but, you know.
He's like, I have $200 in there.
No, sorry, Ben. I don't mean to laugh.
That, but it's not by much. But,
right,
you
right.
know, I'm hoping.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, dude. And best of luck to you. I'm sorry your wife did you dirty. You're better off, obviously.
Oh, you and me both. I mean, thank God for Ring cameras. Otherwise, I would be living in like an idiot.
Yeah. No. I'm. Thank God for Ring cameras is right. All right, man. Best of luck to you. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Take care.
Yikers.
It's a tough scene out there, isn't it?
I hate that for Mike.
Marriage is a tough scene.
he's like, I love my Ring camera. I'm like, okay.
The first text that came in is from Jim. He says, GoFundMe is for asking people for money when you need it the most. He isn't doing anything wrong by asking people to help fund his divorce so he doesn't go broke because of his horrible wife. I think everyone is just pissed off they didn't think about this idea first.
Oh.
Diane says, this is the type of stuff that GoFundMe needs to ban from their page. This guy Mike is in the wrong. I understand divorces are expensive, but you asking strangers, especially ones who have been in his boat, to give him money is just not okay. Figure it out without begging people. Yeah, I don't know how you... I mean, this... So she's in the wrong, mm-hmm. and now it's going to cost him 10 G's just to get out of it.
This person says, go to mediation. It only cost me $1,000.
To determine who gets what?
I think so. I think... I don't know. You get married. Getting married, although it could be the happiest day of your life, it is a gamble at the end of the day.
Anything in life is.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, what are you going to have for dinner? You going to enjoy it? You know, that's a stupid example. Laura's here.
Very. Couldn't be stupider.
Laura says, divorce can ruin you financially. I lost everything after my divorce. My husband moved out of state, left with our two kids. Left me with the two kids. I barely hung on for years, but I got a business degree, started my own company. And I wish I would have thought about the GoFundMe idea, but I think figuring out how to get out of your horrible circumstances sends a much bigger message of the type of person someone is instead of begging.
Right. True.
Thanks for the text, Laura.
I don't know.
You
Sorry,
do you,
Mike.
Yeah, you I mean, do like, you, man.
I mean, whatever.
Kudos for thinking outside the box.
I guess.
You know, it's kind of all subjective. Listen, GoFundMe is there for a reason. I know a lot of people that put it to good use. Like, hey, someone's house just burnt down. Let's get all the neighbors to help this person out. Let's get them back on their feet.
Right.
Other people, like a couple months ago, like Breezy, wanted to start a GoFundMe to raise money so you can send her to the Bahamas on a vacation.
That was for mental health reasons. So, thank you
You're
very much.
Out of your mind. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
98 PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
All eggs are at least made with three omelets, or three eggs. All omelets are made with three eggs, right? Everybody knows that. Omelets, they're made with three eggs. Have you ever eaten an omelet made out of one egg?
I don't make omelets, so whoever's making them for me, pop off.
585-252-9800. What's the deal? What's the situation this morning, you guys? Anyone unhinged? You got something weighing on you? If you got to get something off your chest, now would definitely be the time to do it.
Everyone is here. And they're upset. Shall we start?
They're upset?
They're upset.
Yeah, we might as well. Let's clear the air.
I'm sick of people who create their own problems and then bitch about them.
Yeah.
That's from Donna.
Oh, Donna.
There I said it.
Couldn't be more true, Donna. You are speaking the truth. All day, day.
I agree with her wholeheartedly, though.
Well, that's a clear representation of kind of who you are.
What? Okay.
This person says, seeing that the Super Bowl this year is Chiefs versus 49ers, I'm going to go ahead and say that this game is going to be more fun to watch alone at home. There, I said it.
I would love to go to a party.
But you would, huh?
Nobody's inviting me, unfortunately.
Why don't you throw your own party and invite people?
Where?
Think it's too last minute?
Kind of.
How big is your TV? 32 inch? That's not big enough.
No, I have a 60 incher in my living room.
Which you never use.
I never turn it on. I never use my living room. It's only for aesthetic.
It really is.
The couch isn't that comfortable.
It's not.
I got it for a really, really, really good deal. And it fit the space perfectly, but it's not that comfortable. And I don't really sit on it that often.
The first month I moved home, I think this was last January. So me and Breezy had just started doing the show together. Mm-hmm. She was not home. I was going out on Park Ave for the evening. She goes, don't drive, whatever you do. She goes, you can stay at my place. So you're close to the city. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right. I was not comfortable with using her bed. And her place is very organized. So I just decided I'm going to sleep on her sofa that evening.
I told you could sleep in my bed.
Very
uncomfortable. I changed the sheets for you.
It was very nice of you, but it didn't seem right. And I slept on that couch and I'm like, you're not lying. That is not a couch for sitting or napping or anything.
My couch is a show dog. She has no tricks.
None at all.
You know what I mean? She's just kind of there. She's pretty. And my whole living room and kitchen open concept is gorgeous. You know, for a Park Ave apartment. But it's just not.
It's like somebody took a bunch of wood, made it in the shape of a couch, and covered it in cloth.
The functionality of it is just not there.
No, this we know. Melissa says, this entire country is in trouble if we have to be forced to vote between Trump and Biden again. There, I said it. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Oh my God. Okay. This person says, I'm a teacher and I'm considering quitting. There, I said it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy how many teachers weigh in about how unhappy they are. And we're all for teachers on this show. We always give them props because it's not easy what you do. But let's be honest, there's a reason so many of them love happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 5 o'clock, they're like, screw it. 2 o'clock. Let's go. Margaritas.
Let's go.
Did she say why she wants to quit? She's just had it, huh? She wants to quit.
Yeah, she's not into it. This person says parents, administrators, and the government need to back up and let teachers do their jobs. There, I said it. A lot of teacher content.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the next one. Elementary teachers should be paid more than middle school and high school teachers. Kids are so much more needy, and they get significantly fewer breaks throughout the day. There, I said it. The teachers are not happy.
No. This person just wrote in, I just quit the worst job of my life yesterday, and I couldn't be happier. There, I said it. It's probably a teacher. Probably a teacher.
I feel for them.
You guys are all, we want you to know you're heard.
I mine for today is this, and I'm gonna piss some people off, but what's new? I don't think there is a household that has a cat that doesn't smell. There, I said it. Cats are,
if you don't change the litter box,
so smelly. No, I think just cats existing in general, so smelly. And it's you get nose blind after a while, and it seeps into you as a human, and it's horrific, if I'm being honest. There, I said it.
This always pops into my head. It's like a trigger for me. When I was going to school at MCC, I was in theater class, and there was this girl in there with me I really liked. And, you know, I asked her out. And she was still living with her parents at the time. So was I.
Correct.
I was like 20. And I picked her up because we were going to the movie theater to see like Ocean's 12 or something.
Okay.
And she invites me in her parents' house. And I walk in there. And I remember the smell. It just punched me in the face. They had nine cats. I remember her telling me they had nine cats in the house.
I'm like itching.
Three dogs, two birds, a bunny rabbit. They had like three hamsters. I'm like, ugh. It's like a PetSmart in here.
It's giving lollipop.
I just didn't understand why in everything, the tables, the chairs, the sofa, hair. And I just remember wanting to get out of there so quickly. And I told myself too, even at that age, I was like, don't judge. But I couldn't help it because I was so turned off. I was like, I don't have any interest in seeing her again.
Smell like cats?
No, she was clean, I guess. But I just didn't. After that, I'm like, no, nobody needs that many animals. Nobody.
When I go into someone's house and I don't immediately smell that and I see a cat pop out, I am astonished. I am floored because it 99.9% of the time, that doesn't happen.
No,
you
I
can
know.
Always tell they have a cat before you even see the feline.
I got a buddy, Chris, single guy, has three cats. And he's had a lot of women come over and complain about the smell. I'm like, dude, do you really need three cats as a single guy? I mean, what's the message here you're trying to send? I think mine for today is, I honestly think Love on the Spectrum is the best show on TV right now.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's great. There, I said it. Has anyone watched this show? It's honestly refreshing because the adults on the spectrum who are dating, they're just all so genuine. If you haven't
That's
seen the
so
show,
nice.
Right, it is. If you haven't seen the show, it basically all comes down to this. If the couples have the same hobby, then that's pretty much it. They're good. If a guy goes on a date with a girl and goes, "Do you like giraffes?" and she says, "Yes," he's ecstatic.
They're married.
He's ecstatic. If she says no, they both want to leave the date immediately.
Oh my God.
I wish I can do that.
I want to watch. My mom said she watched and she cried the whole time.
Yeah. So. If I asked a girl, like, "Hey, do you love giraffes as much as I do?" and she said no, now what? I'm supposed to just sit through the entire date and act like that's not a deal breaker?
Okay, well, I guess we're not going to see Mackenzie give birth after this.
Like, we're not going to the Seneca Park Zoo?
Oh, this person backed you and said, "I love that show, Moose. Having a daughter on the spectrum, they have no filter and it's the best. Best show ever." Awesome.
I love that. And then I'll leave it with this girl who says, what did she say? Melissa.
What?
No, where is it? Where is it? Andrea, sorry. "It's crazy how many people in this city think they're so much better than everyone else because they drive a Tesla. Enjoy having to charge your car every 50 miles. It's so lame." There, I said it. I'm assuming that's what she sounds like. Oh my God, you're so lame. Pop off, queen.
Oh my God. Now you're just using my voice.
I never wanted Tesla. I love it. I'm all for like, hey, let's save the planet.
I want to save money.
But I don't.
That's what I want to do.
I don't like. I don't even think they
look good. I can't
even
charge my phone. Like, how am I going to charge my car? No, genuinely.
You too can be the center of attention. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Now that is a Grammy winning singer right there.
Yep. Sure is.
Not for that song, though.
Miley. Queen Miley. I don't know. I miss Hannah Montana. There, I said it. All right. Let's get to the news, shall we? Susie B. Her birthday's coming up.
Woo! Yes, that's our girl right there.
It is. Susan B. Anthony. Obviously, the leader of the women's suffrage movement has a birthday just a week away.
Yes, she
does. There was an event last night at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center to honor her legacy, which is amazing. This is about women empowerment. This is just about pushing forward that agenda that she left on us and making sure that we're carrying out her legacy, which is super important. People in attendance said that there's still work to be done for the women's right movement. and movements, I should say. And the annual birthday celebration is a fundraiser for the Susan B. Anthony Museum and House, which we talked about last hour, which is looking to make major renovations coming up here anytime soon. Lawmakers dedicated $10 million in funding last year in the state budget of 2023 for said renovations. So very excited for that.
I'd love to see it.
Definitely getting a facelift. Definitely a huge attraction to bring people to the city, get some history. Can go to Susie B's house. You can go to George Eastman's house.
How do you think she celebrated her birthday back in the day?
She sent it. I know she did.
Tea and crumpets. What did she do?
She must have sent it. She had to have.
Yeah, I don't know. Like making a clap. This story is bizarre. I won't go into too much graphic detail because it's 7:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, a Rochester woman said her son found butchered animals as he left his appointment outside the Eastman Dental on Elmwood Avenue. So the Humane Society of Greater Rochester shows up. They're investigating. They discovered two deceased dismembered goats and a chicken outside the dental building.
What?
How it got there, why it's there, I don't know. But the animal deaths, they say, don't appear to be natural. Well, no, they're butchered. So, I mean, what we know this, but a spokesperson said there were some items on site that suggest this could have been religious in nature. So the Humane Society say it's an active investigation. There's no suspects at this time. The boy's mother commented saying she believes it was some kind of sacrifice, which I also believe to be true. Usually when there is and animals are involved, it's either a chicken or goats.
Ugh.
She goes, I've heard crazy things in Rochester, but not this. She said, it's horrible. And I think about the poor goats and what they went through before it happened. It's absolutely terrible. A spokesperson for Eastman Dental said, the remains were quickly removed from the lawn. So the U of R Department of Public Safety is investigating as well. Going to keep us updated on the story of what happens, but I hope they find the people. You know, what's odd about this, too, is that area, too, it's kind of, I believe it's near Collegetown. A lot of cameras everywhere.
Well, it's like everything's attached, so it's like Strong's right there. Obviously, Strong's in Collegetown, and Eastman, School of Dental.
Right.
Is right there. So there's a bunch of students walking by, employees. I mean, there's so many hospital workers, whether you're a doctor or nurse, anyone who's working on the grounds, anyone who's janitorial inside, there's so many receptionists, there's so many different people that would be walking by and not see that. And it had to take, how old was this boy? Like younger?
They didn't say his age. I'm assuming a teenager, right? Something like that.
Traumatizing.
So a lot of people have questions. There's a lot of answers that we still need to get. But when we find out, we'll let you know. This is just all very odd.
Very strange indeed.
On a brighter note,
let's jump into it, shall we?
Guess who's coming to KeyBank Center October 21st for his world tour? If you guessed Justin Timberlake, yes, you would be correct.
Whee!
If you also guessed that it was us hooking you up with tickets coming up next on the show, you would also be correct. We are looking for caller 8 right now to play Finish the Lyrics.
Whee!
Breezy and I were going to play you a JT song and then stop the music. If you can correctly finish the lyrics, we're going to hook you and a guest up with a pair of tickets to go see the show live in Buffalo October 21st. 585-252-9800 is the number to play the game. Win them before you can buy them. We do it next on PXY Mornings. Good luck.
The number one hit music station.
98
PXY.
The Forget Tomorrow World Tour is coming to KeyBank Center October 21st. And Breezy, now you got your chance to win these tickets before you can buy them.
Woo!
Tickets do go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But let's focus on today, shall we?
We shall.
We're looking for caller 8 right now to play Finish the Lyrics. Breezy and I will play you a JT song. We're going to stop the music, and it's your job to finish the rest of the lyrics. If you do get it wrong, I will say we automatically go to the next caller. 585-252-9800. Breezy, would you say you prefer Justin Timberlake from his NSYNC days or Justin Timberlake in his current solo days?
I do love the NSYNC moment. I really do.
I kind of enjoy
it
now.
It's gonna be meh.
I do kind of enjoy his current situation.
I don't love that he, the only thing he's done in the most recent, you know, 10 years is Can't Stop the Feeling. I don't love that song.
That's not true. He's done way more than that.
Don't love that
Let's
song.
Go to the phones. We're looking for caller 8. PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY.
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Christina.
Christina, you're caller 8! Christina, are you ready to play Finish the Lyrics?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Are you a big JT guy, girl?
Huge.
Couldn't be bigger.
No, big JT girl over here.
Big JT girl.
Huge.
Okay, what town are you representing today?
Henrietta.
Henrietta on the board. All right, I'm going to play you this song, Christina. I'm going to stop the lyrics, and then it's up to you to finish them correctly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
Don't be so quick to walk away. What?
Something, please stay.
No.
What is it?
It's something, please stay.
Well, you better take a guess right now.
No.
You got 5 seconds on the clock. Come on.
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know? You're not that big of a fan then.
Nope. I got to go to the next caller, Christine. I'm so sorry.
Bye, nobody.
PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY.
Hello.
Hi. I'm going to play this song one more time for you, Katie, okay? For all the people in the back that missed it. JT, hold on. Let me pull this back up. Okay, are you ready? Take a listen to this, Katie.
Yeah.
Dance with me.
Hey, you got it!
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Congratulations, Katie. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see our boy JT in Buffalo at KeyBank Center. Woo! October 21st.
Love it.
Nice job.
Crush it.
Katie, who are you bringing to the show with you?
Oh, my husband.
Why are you sounding devastated about that? She's like,
I thought you were going to say moose, but that's okay. You can bring your husband.
My husband.
I guess I got to go with my husband because I'm married and I made the wrong decision. No, I'm kidding. Katie, congratulations. Awesome job. We got more chances for everybody to win. Another pair of tickets coming up tomorrow on the show. Make sure you listen to win. We'll give you your cue to call. Katie, stay on the line. But do me a favor. Tell everybody who's the station, only station in the city, hooking you up with Justin Timberlake tickets.
98 PSI.
Woo!
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Daniela from Henrietta cannot say no to her kids if her life depended on it.
Oh, no.
She's wondering if anyone can offer her some of their own personal experiences. Yeah, I can see why that would probably be setting your kids up for failure,
spoiledness,
entitlement.
Entitlement.
Well, here's what she has to say. 585-252-9800. if you want to weigh in here. But she says, hello, PXY family.
Hello, fam.
I'm a parent who has a tendency to never say no to my kids' demands. They're 4 and 7 years old. However, friends and family have been cautioning me that this approach might create a mindset where they think getting things is easy just by demanding or crying.
Okay.
I'm torn between wanting to fulfill their wishes and understanding the importance of teaching them about the value of hard work and patience.
Sure.
What has been your experience when parenting in similar situations? I'm dying for some advice on finding the right balance or strategies for instilling important life lessons without making my kids feel deprived.
Okay.
When they cry, it just breaks my heart and I have to give in. I'm just looking forward to hearing your thoughts and other parents' experiences. Thank you guys so much. That's Daniela from Henrietta.
Okay.
So what's a mom to do when she cannot say no to her kids who are 4 and 7? Honestly, I don't think I'd have a problem with this.
Make your partner a bad guy.
Cry. I don't care.
Easy.
Cry. It's no.
Make your partner the bad guy. And it's a classic good cop, bad cop. It's a tale as old as time.
Well, what if you're a single parent?
Not sure. Make your whoever else watches your kid the bad guy. Feel safe with mommy? Cool. But what they said, they had a point. Them yelling at you. Whatever the case may be. I don't know what it was.
I mean, I remember growing up and constantly asking for something, needing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it being so easy for my father to be like, I don't think so. No. You know what he would do growing up?
Really?
And I always tell this story and I find it hilarious. You know, going into a toy store as a kid, you want everything.
Right.
I want this, I want that.
Right.
My father would pick it up and be like, look how cheap this is. Snapping over his knee.
Not him destroying property in Toys R Us. Not him getting a felony.
No, he didn't. Yeah, I wanted this little plastic basketball hoop. It was like $3. And it was such a piece of crap. And I was like, I'll always play it. I need this. You don't need this. Look. Crack.
Oh, my God. See, for my family dynamic, it was always like, if I knew I wanted something, I knew my mom would say no, I would ask my dad.
Me too.
And he'd be like, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, and then I'd walk away. He's like, but you have to ask your mom.
See, they would always toss it to each other.
But he was like so on board. I'm like, can I go to Europe tomorrow? He's like, yeah, for sure. Just ask your mom. Like, I don't see a problem with it, you know?
My parents do the same thing. Ask your mother. She'd be like, ask your father.
And then nobody wanted my mom, and she's like, absolutely not. I was like, why? He said yes.
Yeah, see, then they would yell at each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Carol says,
so classic.
Carol says, as a mom of three, the main question you have to ask yourself is, how is spoiling them beneficial to them or you long term? It's 100% not. You have to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely do. Because that's really what it comes down to is, what is this going to, how is this going to look in the long run? You constantly give them what they want just because they cry. That's not beneficial.
Right. Absolutely not.
Pam says, giving them what they want appeases them, but they'll just keep asking for more, as kids do. And you'll create an expectation that no matter what, they'll always get what they want. It's kind of lazy parenting.
Oh, dear.
Shots fired.
Wow. This person says, can I cry to this chick and get some free stuff? Grow a backbone and stop spoiling your kids rotten. Oh, dear.
See, sometimes it's the tough love that we get from other listeners. The tough love that I so desperately need in my life.
Correct. Absolutely. This person says, life is full of no's, and you're setting your kids up for failure in so many aspects in the future. Tears are a release of emotions. Okay.
Yeah, they sure are.
If you can't explain to your child why the answer is no, then the answer should probably be yes. I grew up with no parents, and I resented them as a teenager and into my young adult years.
Yeah, okay. See, okay, so there's going to be a lot of resentment there.
Why? Because I said so.
That's really it.
That's like, not really a good enough reason for me. I'm so sorry.
Well, honestly, I think it is. Yeah. Well, do you have to give them an explanation for everything, especially at 4 years old? No. I'm in charge. The answer is no.
I would be like,
I don't got to break it down for you. You don't pay the bills.
I'd be like, we can't afford it, you know?
Oh, God, I hated that.
We'll go into bankruptcy. I don't know.
Scott's here. Scott says, I don't think you have to say no just for the sake of saying no, but I think opportunities for a kid to get used to hearing no is healthy. Don't always give in. Like the last mom said, it does not do you any favors. It sure doesn't. You're going to be a good mom one day, Breezy.
I know. No, I know. Thank you so much.
Would you ever spank your kids if they needed it?
I don't know.
A little slap on the butt?
I don't know, because I knew how I did it growing up. And
what was that like?
Buns of steel.
Oh, you did get a little spanking?
Of course. We've talked about this. I told you I would squeeze my butt cheeks together super tight. Oh. So it would hurt my dad's hand more than it hurt mine.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it did.
I didn't feel much. I didn't feel much. So that's good. This person says, no builds resilience and the ability to handle rejection.
Right. And a lot of kids, I think, need to hear more, know a lot more today. I used to hate that word. No, because I said so. Like you just said, I know you need you feel like you need a reason. But when you get older, you realize you don't really have to explain yourself. They're kids. You just got to learn to say no more. Mm-hmm. So Daniela from Henrietta, practice saying no. Just walk around the house all day. No. Be a no person.
Big no guy.
Be a big no lady.
Huge no guy.
But we appreciate the message, and that's consistently what a lot of these texts coming in are saying.
Right.
It's just practice saying no. Your kids, you're doing them not a huge favor.
Yeah.
You're doing them a disservice by constantly just giving in. They're going to take advantage of you as they become older. Well, they're already doing it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they realize all they have to do is pout for a few minutes. And you're so heartbroken when you see them shed a tear that you give them whatever they want.
Right.
And that's not going to help them in the long run. So, Danielle, everybody's saying just practice saying no and stick to your guns. Like this person said, have a backbone. Be a parent. Say no. All right. Okay. I think we get the message.
Yeah, for sure. This person says kids are going to be in for a rude awakening at other people's houses if this is the case.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's 100%
true. It also adds to a lot of, you know, like social etiquette and things of that nature of like, no, I'm sorry, you can't. No, yes, I can. I've always gotten what I wanted. Yes, I can.
You know, I think this is a good place to transition. Coming up, I mean, Breezy and I on this show each day this week have been giving away tickets to go see Mrs. Doubtfire, because we realize when we do Parental Confidential, it puts a lot in perspective of how many parents just need a night away from their kids.
Right.
So during the show this morning, we're going to tell you when to call. We'll let you know when to be caller 8. But when we do, listen for the cue, call us and tell us why you so desperately need a night away from your kids. And if we feel like you truly deserve it, we're going to hook you up with that pair of tickets to go see the opening night of Mrs. Doubtfire at the Wester Auditorium Theater, along with, Breeze?
$100 gift card to Grappa Italian Nouveau in College Town, because we want you to get a nice dinner in before you go to the show.
Yeah, we're not going to send you to a show on an empty stomach. That's criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That's all coming up in just a bit on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. It's Lizzo on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? You got Moose and Breezy here. Good morning. The sun is peaking at 8:30 this morning. We love to see it. Bizarre story yesterday. A Rochester woman said her son found butchered animals as he left an appointment outside of Eastman Dental on Elmwood Avenue. There's a lot of questions being asked. We don't have a lot of answers, but the Humane Society of Greater Rochester is investigating the discovery of two deceased dismembered goats in a chicken outside the dental building. And they're saying the animals' deaths don't appear to be natural. No, I don't think they would be. They were butchered. So a spokesperson said there were some other items on site that suggest this could have been religious in nature. And the Humane Society says this is an active investigation. No suspects at this time. I know they have cameras in that area. Yeah. They must.
So strange.
That's a pretty busy area. It's near College Town.
A chicken and a two goats?
Two goats, wherever they
like,
came from.
Those aren't, you know, animals you just like find somewhere. You
Never.
Know what I mean?
Mm-mm. So the boy's mother commented saying, you know, she believes it was some kind of sacrifice. Most likely, yes. Sacrificial stuff like that, sacrificing is typically done with goats and chickens. And
so
she says,
crazy.
I've heard of crazy things in Rochester, but not this, she said. This is horrible. And I think about those poor goats and what they went through before it actually happened. And it's absolutely terrible. So a spokesperson for Eastman Dental said the remains were quickly removed from the lawn. And the U of R Department of Public Safety is now investigating as well. Where they come from, where they came from, how they got there, nobody knows. But all questions that I'm assuming will be answered in the next following coming days.
Yeah.
And whatnot. This is just so weird.
Very strange and like traumatizing for people to find and walk by.
That's graphic for anybody to stumble across.
Yeah.
Coming out of a dentist appointment.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's so odd.
So strange. The community celebrated our girl Susan B. Anthony's birthday last night.
Yeah, that's our
girl.
Just
ahead of her birthday. The big celebration took place at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center yesterday to honor her legacy, with her birthday just being 1 week away.
Yes.
Said this is about women empowerment and just pushing the women's agenda forward that she left her legacy on. People in attendance said that there's still work to be done for women's rights, but the annual birthday celebration is a fundraiser for Susan B. Anthony, the museum and the house right here in Rochester, which they're obviously looking to make a bunch of renovations. They've been talking about it for quite some time, and lawmakers decided to dedicate $100 million of funding for those renovations during last year's state budget in 2023. So those should be happening sooner rather than later.
Yeah, good. We got to celebrate our girl Susan's birthday.
Susie.
Tea
B.
and crumpets.
Susie
tea and crumpets. That's our girl. Okay, guys, we are currently looking for caller 8 right now to tell us why you desperately need a night away from the kids. We did Parental Confidential at the top of the hour, and man, Danielle is going through it. She
yeah.
cannot say no to her 4 and 7-year-old. She has no idea. If her life depended on it, she gives in, especially when they cry.
Right.
And doing parental in the last year has put things into perspective of how much parents need an actual break. So if you can call us with your desperate stories, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see the opening night of Mrs. Doubtfire, February 20th at the Wester Auditorium Theater. And on top of that, Breezy and I, we're going to hook you up and throw in a $100 gift card to Grappa Italian Nouveau for you and your guest to enjoy dinner before the show. You just need to call us and tell us why you need a night away from the kids. And, you know, if you sound desperate enough, we'll hook you up. 585-252-9800. We'll find our winner coming up next on PXY. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Why do you need a nut away from the kids? 585-252-9800. You know, like I said earlier, when we do Parental Confidential, our segment, it puts a lot into perspective of why parents need a night away from their kids.
Yes, it does.
And we want to hook you guys up with a night out on the town. And all you got to do right now is be caller 8 at 585-252-9800. Tell us why you desperately need a night away from the kids. We need desperation stories. If we feel like you really could use the night out, we're hooking you up with tickets to see the opening night of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Woo!
Coming to the Wester Auditorium Theater. Breezy, you're going opening night.
I am going opening night with 4 of my girlfriends, and I'm very excited.
Tickets courtesy of our friends at RBTL. And obviously, we're not going to send you to the show on an empty stomach.
No, we're not.
No.
We have to send you out for a nice bite at Grappa Italian Nouveau in College Town. We're hooking you up with a $100 gift card there. Absolutely gorgeous, stunning, beautiful cuisine.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones looking for caller 8 right now. I'm loving it. Hello,
hello.
PXY.
Hello.
And your name is?
Amber.
Amber.
What up, Amb?
I'm going to give you 30 seconds on the clock to really dive in and tell us why you desperately need a night away from your kids. Go.
Okay. My kids are 4 and 9, and I love them to death, but my daughter, if she could crawl back up in me, she would.
Oh, my God.
The moment she wakes up...
Not me being jealous.
...to go to bed, if I am around her, she whines constantly about anything and everything. If anybody else is around and I'm not, she is an angel. People will watch her and be like, oh, she was so sweet. I'm like, whose child are you watching?
Right.
The only time I get alone is if I'm taking a shower. So guess what? I take multiple showers a day because that's the only alone time I have. 5 minutes, and then she's banging on the door. Mom, I'm like, I'll be right out. And I'm just sitting in the shower with the shower just
crying,
going on me.
Crying.
I'm like, I can't even catch a break. Sometimes I even have to go in there to eat a snack because she's
that's
just
disgusting.
It's horrible. But I'm like, you know what? If it gives me 5 minutes of peace, like, I will do it. I don't care. She's lovely, and I love her to pieces, but when people told me that girls are different,
they're
100% right.
So you don't even shower sometimes. You just go in the bathroom, run the water, and have a snack.
Yes. I sure do.
Are you, like, with anybody, or are you a single parent?
No, so I'm a CEO. I'm not a single parent. I'm with my significant other. Okay. He works during the day, so I'm a stay-at-home mom during the day. So I'm home with her, which is great, and I love it, but oh, my God.
I can't.
I work 2 nights a week at a restaurant just to get, like, adult, like, interaction with people.
Sure.
And then, you know, I'll be leaving to go home, and I'll be like, what time are the kids in bed? Because I don't want to leave yet. Like, I'll have a drink at work and wait till they're in bed, so that way when I get home, because when I do get home and they are still up, mom this, mom that, just constantly whining. So I have to wait sometimes until I know they're in bed. I'm like, okay, I can go home, and it's going to be peaceful and quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be good.
Amber, when was the last time you and your significant other went out on the town?
I honestly couldn't even tell you.
Right.
We have for Valentine's Day, but I have work, unfortunately, so we're not going to be going out for Valentine's Day. So I couldn't even tell you.
All right. Well, honestly, Amber, your minute ended a minute ago.
But we hear you, we see you, and you're validated.
You're so validated, and you sound like a phenomenal mom, and you sound exhausted.
You
sound drained.
Sound deserving.
I've been sick for 2 weeks, so I'm actually like in the parking lot for the doctor's office right now because I can't like kick this cold.
You sound so deserving of a night out to see Mrs. Doubtfire. And a nice dinner at Grappa Italia Nouveau with your significant other or whoever you choose to bring. And I think you're just gonna have to sneak out of the house.
Let's give it to her.
Yeah,
you're going to the show.
Oh my God.
You so earned it. Like, I'm exhausted listening to you, Amber.
I'm super unwell.
Yeah. Listen, have the best time.
Exhausting.
Grappa is awesome. The show is supposed to be fire. And I hope you and your significant other find a way. Listen, we're giving you a heads up here. Today's the 8th.
Okay.
February 20th is opening night. So you have plenty of time to find a sitter if you want.
Oh, yeah.
If you want, because we know you're a huge fan of the show.
Yeah,
Breezy and I will come watch the kids for you that night.
So I'm actually going to be at the show, so Moose will be there.
Oh, well. Okay.
Come on, please.
I'm going to be at the show. I'll hang out with you at the show. We can have a drink. Moose will go watch the kids.
I'll do it.
And you have to dress up as Mrs. Doubtfire as well.
I'll do it.
Will do.
I'll do it.
Oh, him. I was like, I will too.
No, Moose.
No, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Perfect. Not me accidentally setting the whole house on fire. Amber, congratulations. Stay on the line. I'll
Thank
get your
you.
Info. You're so welcome. We got more chances for you guys to win another pair of tickets and another $100 gift card coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Welcome back to the show. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Purchasing big items for the Super Bowl. Sofas, flat screen TVs. Some people I know purchased a refrigerator and then returning them after the big game. Who has an issue with this? 585-252-9800. Now, I've been guilty. I have been guilty, and I will admit it. I bought an expensive sports coat. I wore it to an event years back, and then I returned it in mint condition. Now, I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but I have done it.
I bought a ladder from Home Depot last year to install a light bulb, and then I returned it.
Big ladder, like 20-foot ladder?
Oh, yeah. Like,
how'd you get that home?
It was such an ordeal. Don't even.
Oh, I mean, people are going to hit up Costco for their TV purchases, and then they're going to return them after the Super Bowl.
Which is crazy.
And the question is, are you a jerk for doing this? Are you taking advantage of the return policy? I mean, what I want to know, I do want to know this. If the TVs are all marked down next week after they receive all these returns, mm-hmm. will there be discounts on TVs, sofas, refrigerators, whatever?
Right.
I mean, how many people take advantage of the system? Already got texts coming in. Have you, I mean, aside from the ladder, you returned anything else?
Oh my gosh. What haven't I returned? Every time I move, if the wall art isn't going to fit into my new space or it doesn't fit the aesthetic, I just bring it back. It's wall art. There's
No, but you purchased it. You know, the whole reason you purchased it was you had the intent of keeping it. You were going to keep it.
I don't really purchase anything with the intent of keeping it, if I'm being completely honest.
So you buy things to use them and then return them when you're done with them. Like it's your own personal closet. Yeah, that's kind of trashy. Tracy's here. Tracy says, the fact that people do this is just trashy in my eyes. I worked in retail for years, and every Super Bowl, it was the people who had no money that would come in, buy the nicest TV, and then bring it back
everybody
after the game for
it.
A full refund. Not everybody, but a handful of people, they do it. Stacy says, I was in Costco last month, saw a woman returning her Christmas tree, and her reason for the return is the tree died. Yes, it would. It would die months later. People take advantage of the return policy. They take advantage of the return policy without a doubt.
I agree as well. But I don't know. I mean, like, big box stores like Amazon and Costco and Walmart, I don't really care.
When I was selling all of that expensive skin cream years in California, we would do roadshows, and sometimes we'd be at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people would spend $400 on a package.
Mm-hmm.
They take it home, and we catch them red-handed returning it because they'd empty out all the cream, and they would replace it with like Tide or detergent or regular $2 moisturizer.
Right, right.
And it's bizarre how many people actually go out of their way. It's like, can't you just buy it? You know?
I mean, things are tight all over. You know what I mean?
They sure are.
Things are tight all over.
Let me get to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is John in East Irondequoit.
What's up, John?
What's up, Johnny?
Yeah, there's no problem with this. I got 25 people coming over on Sunday for the game, right? So yesterday I went to Costco. I bought a 75-inch Samsung. And next week I'm going to return it and get my money back.
Oh.
I don't know.
You know how many people do this? There's nothing wrong with it.
That's the thing, is how many people actually do it. And it just comes off as grimy a little bit. And listen, I know I've been guilty. The biggest item I've purchased, like I mentioned, is a suit jacket. I wore it once and I returned it. But I'm not paying $3,500.
If a store like Costco had an issue, they would change their return policy. I got 25 people coming over. You think I'm going to watch it on the biggest game of the year in a 42-inch TV? Are you kidding me?
Well, why?
Is that what you currently have?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a you problem, John. Why haven't you upgraded since?
I mean,
why? Because I don't always have 25 people coming over. I don't need it for the rest of the year.
I guess.
I can't afford to have it, you know, all year. So I need it one weekend. I'm not the first person who's doing this. I'm not going to be the last person.
No, John. John, you seem a little touchy this morning. I'm not against you. I'm on your side. Wholeheartedly. Okay. I return things all the time. I actually got in trouble with a specific store in this area for returning things too much. My account was flagged.
What are you, like, how much though? That's the thing. Like, you're buying items that are what, 50, 60 bucks and returning them?
I wasn't buying anything. I was finding them on the streets.
How, John, I understand flat screen TVs and the prices have gone down over the years. What's the cost of this TV you're purchasing?
It's over $1,000.
And so you're going to watch it for the game, and then you're going to return it back to Costco. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Listen, last year I bought a grill, and I used it all summer, and I returned it, and nobody said anything. I don't see a problem.
Why return it, though?
Yeah.
You used it all summer. Why are you returning it? You obviously got a lot of use out of it.
Because I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford to keep it.
You act like you're making like installment payments on this. Like, what do you mean you couldn't afford to keep it?
Dude, how much is a grill?
It doesn't matter. People should mind their own business. I mean, I buy the high end, and I keep it for the return policy, and then I return it.
Do you buy like a green egg? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Those are nice, actually. Green those are priced. Danger has a green egg, our boss.
Yes, he does.
So that's something you just don't see a problem
with.
Give
me one reason why I shouldn't purchase a TV for the Super Bowl and then return it after the game.
I don't know. I guess it just comes down to...
I don't have a reason. I just don't like your attitude. Like, you're coming off...
I'm sorry if you don't like my attitude.
No, you're just coming off very defensive. Like, I'm on your side. I think that a couple people have maybe wronged you in some way when you've told them the story, and you're coming on here guns a blazing, and I don't appreciate it. I'm telling you,
I've
done the same thing.
I'm not finding stuff on the street or whatever you're doing.
Oh my God.
What else have you purchased
What
else have you purchased aside from a TV and returned it?
Well, aside from the grill.
Okay.
I do the TV every year.
You do the TV every year do you host a Super Bowl party every year?
Yeah, I have a big party every year. As far as people know, that's my TV, most of them, you know.
John. Why not, if you host this every year, why not over the years have you just, like, committed? Because isn't this so much of a hassle for you?
No, I just keep all the packaging, you know, like, I keep it in the garage, and I pop it back in there, and I throw it in the back of my truck, and I return it.
Do you mount it?
No, there's no way you mount it. You don't mount it on the wall, do you?
No, I don't mount it. I don't mount it.
Okay. So aside from the TV and the grill, anything else you've purchased and then have had, you know, you went and returned it?
But like a sectional. I bought a sectional and returned it.
So much admin. But
I might do that. I might do that again now that I think about it.
The couch itself?
I got 25 people coming. Yeah, because I got 25 people coming over.
Why don't you just stop hosting a Super Bowl party and go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Why do you care?
I'm just saying, dude. It just comes off as grimy.
If I'm being honest, I don't have any plans for Sunday. So you want to make it 26?
Come on over. We'll make it 26.
Dude, I mean, I'm just saying, it's not your personal closet for you to go in there. And listen, I get, John, other people are doing it. I get it. It just seems wrong. That's all. I'm dying to hear what other people think. 585-252-9800. Who else is doing this? How many of you are purchasing big items like this, using them up, and then returning them? It doesn't even have to be just because of the Super Bowl this Sunday. Because I know a lot of people are purchasing TVs just for that alone. But are you doing what John's doing? Does anybody else like John have champagne taste hot dog wallets? John, 25 people coming over. Anything else you might be purchasing and then having to return? Any of the napkins, dishware?
I mean, if there's any food I don't use, like, I'll buy a bunch of bags of chips and stuff. If any of that, I'll return it to the grocery store.
If it's unopened.
Wow.
Got it.
Yeah.
Johnny boy.
You think Sam Walton, I'm hurting Sam Walton's feelings, or you know, who cares?
That's the founder of Costco, right?
Nope.
That's... I think, yeah.
Isn't Sam Walton the founder of Walmart?
I don't know.
It's the same company. It's the same company. Okay. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Joe Kmart. Whoever. I don't care.
Sam's rolling in his grave.
He's not dead. I don't think he's dead. We'll have to dive into that. We don't know.
Died in 92.
Oh, he did. And who is he?
He's the founder of Walmart.
He definitely doesn't care.
Oh, God. All right. Well, there's a different owner than Costco.
Walton, Walmart.
Yeah, different there? Owner. That's not the Costco founder.
Like Sam Tieren, well, he was born in 1918.
John, who do you got your money on, Chiefs or Niners?
Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah, like a lot of people.
They do. I'm down a roll, yeah.
Because right, you like Taylor Swift, huh?
Don't even get me started. My wife is watching it for that reason. I don't care about the Grammys or Swifties. I just want to – it's football. I want to drink beer, eat chips, watch the game, just have a normal Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, and return everything afterwards.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll buy an album and then return it.
Financial king. All right, John, thanks for weighing in, man. I do appreciate the call. Good luck on Sunday.
I'll see you there.
Okay,
we'll
bye.
See you soon. Drop the address.
Drop the address.
Drop the addy.
I got to go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Talk to us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said I would be the person that, guess what, he returns.
Back. Most likely. Yeah, you would. That brand new TV you just got for the living room? Yeah. John used it.
John used it.
Yeah, or the couch he returned.
This guy does it every year. And listen, I get it. If Costco had a problem with the return policy, they fixed it. They obviously don't. I guess it just comes down to morals. I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't buy a bunch of stuff I can't afford and then return it.
Right.
I get some stuff doesn't work out and you return it or your finances change.
Right.
But to do it constantly.
Right. There's something to be said about that.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate the call. That's the thing. Like, if you bought something, it didn't work out, you know, this isn't what I expected. I got to return it. No problem. I get it. PXY, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, James Hefty here.
James, what's up, man?
Not James Hefty. What's up, guy?
James.
Not much. Thank you. So I just wanted to call and give my input.
Yeah.
Very interesting mentality there.
Send it.
I'm kind of with Breezy. I'm kind of with both of you.
Okay.
If you don't have friends and you have to buy fake things to return them, that's a little odd.
To me, he's just trying to impress people he doesn't really care about.
He literally said, for all their concern, they think that's my TV.
Right.
What do they care?
Right, that's the thing.
I don't care what kind of TV you have, as long as it works.
You got a 42-inch TV? You got a 42-inch TV. What can you do? But the whole I'm going to buy it and return it thing, yeah. A lot of people don't seem like they're for it, you know?
No, very, very interesting, bizarre behavior, but people are... Interesting. So,
yeah, they sure are, James.
Good to give my input, so I appreciate you having
James,
me on.
James, we love you.
James, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate that.
James Hefty, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at Costco this weekend. Free samples. Going for the free samples.
We know two things for sure. We pay too much in taxes. Our show is better with you.
Better with you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
What a Michigan. This song could not be more perfect for the weather that's going on right now. The sun is out.
The sun is, there's literal, the rays are like absolutely burning my corneas right now.
It is just Ooh-wee. Beaming through the studio. And it's going to be a high of 53 degrees today.
I love to see it. I really do. And you know what? I know I've been talking about it a lot, but when I find something that I'm really passionate about, I won't shut up about it. And my newest thing, skiing.
You do just have been hitting.
Shredding the gnar.
A lot. You've been hitting the slopes a lot in the last 2 weeks.
Shredding the pow. Just shredding.
I went skiing for the first time 2 weeks ago, and my ski got stuck on the lift. So they had to do an emergency shutoff.
Amateur. But yeah, no, I went on Monday, and then I don't know what happened, but when we went to my parents the first time around,
yeah.
I was looking for my skis. And my parents' house/garage is kind of in shambles. There's a reno going on. I couldn't find my skis, but I could find my boots. So I was like, oh, this is annoying, but like I can rent. It's no big deal. So I've rented the last 2 times and it's not that it's bad. It's just I would prefer my own set of skis, which I feel like anybody would, and my own boots. So as the story goes, I was looking on Facebook, just browsing.
Sure.
For a nice pair of skis, set of poles, maybe. And I found a set of poles along with a set of skis for $30.
Okay.
Dirt cheap.
Okay? For $30, that's nothing.
Nothing.
And skis typically run what?
Oh my God.
200?
Brand new?
Yeah.
Anywhere from 5 to 800?
Yikes.
So I'm like, $30, especially just to get me through the season. I have my own boots. Let's just sling it. So I messaged the lady and I'm like, hey girl, like, where are you located? I'm coming by. She's like, we're in Greece, but I'm not going to be around today. So, like, my dad's home and you need to tell me before 9 a.m. if you're coming because, like, we need to coordinate. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll come around 2. So I drive out to Greece, which is already, like, out of my element. You know what I mean? I don't know what,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on over there.
You in Greece? That
Ooh-wee.
Doesn't... Yeah.
I'm, like, driving around, like, no idea where I am. I thought I was by your parents. I was probably nowhere near your parents. So I'm in this, like, random neighborhood, and I roll up. And I have my cash. I went to the ATM, my $30.
Wow, God, don't tell me you're roaming around on J Street.
I have no idea where I was. No clue. I pull into this driveway. There's like 3 cars in the driveway. The garage door is wide open.
Oh, okay.
I see the skis sitting right
don't
there.
Don't tell me you helped yourself.
No, I did. I see the skis sitting right there. And I'm like, do I go up and like talk to this woman's dad? Like, do I go ring the doorbell when I can just like go grab the skis and leave? And just like leave the money?
No, don't. God, I hope you didn't do that.
No, I did. No, I did. I literally...
Let me get this straight.
I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
You found a pair of skis in a garage that, regardless whether they're for sale or not, you didn't go up, you didn't introduce yourself, you didn't knock on the door. You went in, took them, left the cash, and that was it? You ghosted them? What's such bizarre behavior?
No, it's not.
It's so bizarre.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
Who does that? Go introduce yourself. Hey, you know, I saw the skis. They were for sale. I want to say hello. My name's Breezy. Here's the cash. Are we good to go? Mutual exchange. You know, they just came out to their garage and there was some cash left. Where's the skis? What are you thinking?
So I...
I don't know, man. I don't get it.
So I messaged her and I was like, Venmo or cash, because some people prefer different things. And she never messaged me back. So I got the cash out. And I just put the money underneath this like bucket that they had in the garage. And I took a picture of it. And I was like, money's under the bucket. I didn't see your dad. So I left the money, you know, under the bucket. And I took a picture. I was like, thanks. She goes, she messaged me back last night at 10:30. I was sleeping. She's like, ha, thanks, Breezy. He said you snuck in like a breeze, Winky. He was in the house. Hope they work out for you.
Okay. As long as they know you were in there. As long as you took a photo and sent it.
Oh, I didn't originally. And then I was like, I have to go back and, like, what if they don't believe me? What if someone took the money?
Correct.
You know? So I went back, but I also felt so sketchy. Like, I don't know. Facebook Marketplace purchases can be a little sketchy. And I feel like everybody goes into them with a little eerie feeling in their stomach.
Of course they're sketchy.
You know?
I told you how I got ripped off with my sneakers.
Yeah. I've known many of people who've gotten like robbed and stuff. So I didn't really want to deal with any of that. You know what I mean? So I thought this would be the better option. And I just...
It's like you were stealing from an old man. You snuck into his garage, took the skis and booked.
But I left money.
Yeah, well, so you say. I mean,
I had the picture.
Yeah, you had the picture. You can easily take a photo, take the money back, and peace out. Yeah, I took, here's the picture. Anyone can do that.
I know, I did think about that too.
Ring the doorbell next time.
I just felt super weird. Like, I wasn't in the mood to interact. And they were right there.
I wasn't in the mood to interact. Are you guys hearing this right now? Am I alone on this? I don't know, man. You got me feeling a certain way. I'm just disgusted right now.
What is it? No skin off your back. You got the money. You didn't have to deal with anybody. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, you know, have some, you know, it's just the courtesy. You're making a sale. Go say hello.
That's you know all. How comfortable her dad probably was on his couch And I did him a favor by not having to get up and do awkward small talk with some random woman on Facebook.
Elderly guy?
I don't know. I never saw the guy.
I'm just thinking about this older guy. He fell laying on the living room floor. No life alert. And then you sneak in, steal his skis.
I didn't steal them. I left the money.
Are you happy with the skis?
I don't know. I haven't gone to the mountain yet. I'm gonna go tomorrow and rip it up.
How much were they?
$30. I already told you that.
$30
for skis and poles.
Yeah, okay, you did say that. That's nothing.
It's a steal. No, it's literally a steal.
Yeah.
So I'm going tomorrow to the mountain to try them out.
Yeah.
Watch them be defective and I like fall and break my neck. But that's a chance I'm willing to take.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, right?
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. Connections on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Now, finding everlasting love, difficult.
So important, though.
Yeah, that's why I scour the internet looking for people who just need that second chance at that first impression. And yesterday, I came across a golden nugget that I so desperately wanted to share with all of you.
Because I was going to say, to date or to get on the show?
No, this is because you guys are my friends. I wanted to share this with you. It blows my mind how many people still post to Craigslist.
And when I think about it, it's still a thing.
It kind of blows my mind how constantly I'm on it. And this
idiot
dude named Douglas is desperate to find his true love after he let her slip away at the Trader Joe's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And I love a good Trader Joe's run.
I absolutely do, too. I really do. Might go today. The sun's shining.
I know.
It's going to be 53 today. Might go get some Brussels sprouts, some peppers, cheese.
Fried rice.
Eggs. Douglas writes, I was the blue-eyed, husky guy who asked you if Trader Joe's was still selling collard greens on Sundays. This is actually on Craigslist Rochester, okay? You shrugged and said, I don't know, I don't work here. You were wearing black leggings and had a white zip-up sweatshirt on. I texted my roommate about the adorable girl at TJ's. He has a roommate.
Oh my gosh.
After that, we barely bumped carts and I apologized to you. I've been thinking about you nonstop.
Why is he asking a random patron if they sell collard greens?
That's great. That's probably his way of breaking the ice.
Right. You know?
When I finally decide... Oh, no. He goes, I've been thinking about you nonstop and would love to see you again. When I finally decided on the kale, I clumsily...
Is that even a word?
I'm just reading what's here.
Okay.
Knocked another bag down with it. ... Oops. You had it picked up and put back in half the blink of an eye. So smooth. So grateful. Graceful. What's your name? If I had to guess, you came off like a Jalissa or a Megan. Anyway, to my never-ending remorse, I ran away. Just me, my regret, and my organic Tuscan kale.
What's happening?
Why would I have done that when you were standing right there? I understand I'm a husky guy. If you see this and you're into bigger guys who still like to eat healthy, who enjoy their greens and cats, please look for me because I'll be back every week until I make you mine. Sincerely, oh Douglas.
Douglas, sweetie.
Okay. First of all, Douglas, I want to go ahead and just put this out there in case you are listening. One, I don't think in the history of misconnections on Craigslist, somebody was connected with their true love.
Right.
Second, as romantic as you think it might be to say, I'll be back every week until I make you mine, is the words of a serial killer.
No, yeah, that's super creepy.
No, it's like right up there with, I don't know.
Dahmer, question mark?
Oh, tell me about it. Just be normal. Go on a dating app on your phone. Creep them out that way instead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to do it anymore.
And like, what is the chances that he's going to run into her again? It's not like she works there.
She doesn't work there. The chances are very slim. Very slim. So I used to try and pick up girls at Trader Joe's all the time in LA. Oh, it never worked. Well, one time.
One time it did. I walked up to a girl. I was like, which one of these bottles of wine would you prefer to be drinking with me this evening? She goes like, how much is that?
She's like, what?
I tried so hard to be smooth.
What else
but
did you say to the girl in the... You were like, what toothbrush color?
Oh, Wegmans. Oh, that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. I brought two toothbrushes over to her, and I was like, what color toothbrush would you like to see me brushing my teeth with in the morning?
Oh, my God.
She's like, purple? I was like, that's not even an option. It's red or blue. Never mind.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
But I love misconnections for the purpose that people like Douglas go out of their way.
Yeah.
And you can't fault the guy for trying. You never know what could happen. Rochester's a small city.
It's not that small, though. And like, it's small, but it's not that small. Like, I can go, well, I could go a long time without running into people that I don't want to see. You know what I mean?
No, of course.
Years.
Yeah, of course. And then someone like me comes across it, and then we put it on the air. Now this guy has a way bigger chance of
not
finding this
giving this man a platform.
I know, right? I absolutely love it. Douglas, if you are listening, get at us. And, you know, you're a husky guy. He loves his greens. He thought this girl was absolutely adorable. They barely bumped carts. Mm-hmm. And he clumsily knocked another bag down with his kale. She picked it up and put it back immediately. And after that, it was love at first sight, for him at least.
This is just so weird to me.
Sure is.
Relax. I just want to take some pictures.
Or eat some kale.
What do you want to do for this guy?
Nothing. Okay. I just wanted to get the enjoyment. I just needed to share it because there's so many misconnections up there on Craigslist for Rochester. You got to read them.
Why read them when you read them to us?
I would be down with doing this once a day.
I wouldn't. I'm what? So good. There's no outcome.
I'm all about making people's dreams come true.
I'm not.
Yeah. It's so great.
I'm not.
But words for Douglas. Just go on a dating app, but don't show up to Trader Joe's. Like, you are doing all the right things until you ended it with, I'll be back every week until I make you mine.
Right.
Right.
Super creepy.
Yeah, it sure is.
Not him hiding behind the cheese cooler. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't love this.
Yeah.
I love it at all.
He's got a white van outside with Jonas Brothers shuttle service painted on the side of it. Get in.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Sorry, we'll do Douglas. Another misconnections no. tomorrow morning at this time.
So bad.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!